In this bulletin, Malcolm Turnbull's prime ministership is all but over. Labor fails to have Peter Dutton referred to the High Court over whether he's eligible to remain in the Parliament. And India beats England in the third Test match at Nottingham. For the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyer. Malcolm Turnbull's prime ministership is almost certainly over, with Peter Dutton and Scott Morrison vying for his job. Mr. Morrison will reportedly run for the leadership against Peter Dutton. Others who have deserted Malcolm Turnbull include Matthias Cormann, Michaela Cash and Mitch Fifield. Senator Cormann has endorsed Peter Dutton to be the new leader, and he's called for a party room meeting to resolve the issue.
It's with great sadness and a heavy heart that we went to see the Prime Minister yesterday afternoon to advise him that in our judgment he no longer enjoyed the support of a majority of members in the Liberal Party party room, and that it was in the best interest of the Liberal Party for the Prime Minister to help manage an orderly transition to a new leader.
Deputy Opposition Leader Tanya Plibersek says the government is focusing on itself and not on ordinary Australians.
Well, another day and another day of chaos from this government. A government that has effectively stopped governing because it's too busy fighting itself. While this government fights itself, it's not focusing on the issues that matter to Australian families.
Labor is pushing for a parliamentary inquiry into Mr. Dutton's ministerial decision to intervene and grant visas to two foreign au pairs in 2015. The ALP has failed in a bid to have Peter Dutton sent to the High Court over eligibility concerns. Mr. Dutton is facing questions over links to childcare centres in Queensland that receive public money through a trust linked to him and his family. Labor MP Tony Burke moved a motion in the lower house, which was lost 68-69, to refer the matter to the Court of Disputed Returns, which, if proven, could have led to Mr. Dutton being disqualified from Parliament. Peter Dutton says he's the victim of what he calls a spurious and baseless campaign, releasing his own legal advice showing he's in the clear. Many MPs are expressing their disappointment with the Liberal Party over the leadership chaos. Nationals MP Mark Coulton says there are more important issues the government should be worrying about, such as the drought in New South Wales. He's called for an end to the leadership chaos, likening it to violent confrontations between Roman gladiators.
If we don't stop this cycle of gladiator, like with Romans looking down at the gladiators at the Colosseum, if we don't stop that cycle in Australia, God help the future.
Chinese-owned telecommunications company Huawei has been blocked from rolling out Australia's 5G network due to security concerns. Huawei has said it will never hand over Australian customer data to Chinese spy agencies, but the federal government says the involvement of any companies likely to be subject to extrajudicial directions from a foreign government presents too much of a risk. Huawei has responded by saying it's safely and securely delivered wireless technology in Australia for 15 years. Sport now, and in cricket, India has defeated England to remain a chance of winning the Test series between the two sides. India needed to take just one wicket on the final day of the third Test match in Nottingham. They did so in just the third over of play to seal victory by 203 runs. India's coach Ravi Shastri says the days of India having a poor record in matches away from home are over.
The bottom line with this team, like I said before the start of the Test match, is there's not a negative bone in the body because they believe they can win anywhere in the world. The endeavour of this team is to be the best travelling team in the world. And I believe we're almost there.
England leads the five-match series 2-1. The fourth Test match starts next week in Southampton. And India will tour Australia for a four-Test match series later this year. Well, now the weather. Perth, partly cloudy, 18 degrees. Adelaide, rain at times and 17. Melbourne, partly cloudy, 18. More cloud in Hobart, 15. Canberra, cloudy, 14 degrees. Wollongong, partly cloudy, 17. Similar conditions in Sydney, 19. Newcastle, cloudy again, 19 degrees. Brisbane, mostly sunny, 24. Cairns, more sunshine, 28. And Darwin, similar conditions and a top of 31 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.